Welcome to Bigger Balls, a Year Blocked podcast.
We're teaching our babies all that we've learned through dating, sex,
and our fucking love lives.
You're eavesdropping into our BFF therapy sessions every single Wednesday. Think of us as your older sister, your best friend, your cousin, your mom.
We're everything. We're literally everything. It's a fucking package deal here.
And guys, we did not forget about you. So grab a paper and a pen because class is in session and we're going to tell you how to bag your motherfucking wife.
Are you ready?
Do not miss an episode every single Wednesday for the rest of your life.
Guess where we're going?
Cheers.
We are so excited. Okay. I finally got Eden on board. We are booking Vegas.
Now, we feel like every podcast, we start off with a Vegas bit.
Okay.
And the thing is we're going to be updating our stories because we're going there very soon. I don't want to tell you the date because I don't want to psych it out.
The game plan is pop up.
We're going to just pop up. We're not telling you when.
Like, oh my God, like they're packing, they're leaving tomorrow. Like where
yes,
are they going?
That's exactly it.
Well, where else would like, they be going?
We have landed and we're in Nevada and we're not leaving.
And I can't believe it. I'm so excited. We're also getting tattoos in 2 weeks.
We're reborn. I'm telling you, springtime. Like, see, what did I tell you?
We always do best in the spring and summer.
Just go back.
If
just
you guys have watched our summer videos, we are literally on crack cocaine without actually being on crack cocaine. It is just a fun time through and through. We're tanned. We're glowing.
Literally glowing.
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 Inside and out. You know, when I open my legs, my vagina is like, oh.
Yeah,
like
it's glowing. Like that sound. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know what I mean, right?
I do.
It's just, oh. So we're really excited. We're starting off this podcast in a very happy, cheerful mood.
Happy, cheerful mood. Our drinks are like basically done. Do we have more or no?
We don't have more.
Oh, that's so sad.
So we're going to savor this and then we're going to have tea. And then for next time, we're going to really make sure we're loaded up.
Okay, we're going
to
load it up.
Ready to go. I'm going to start just like our little like drinking fund on the side, save money. So every time that we meet, we can just like, you know, bartend it up.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Just what do you want me to do? Sorry.
No, I'm saving money for us.
Eden's saving money for us. Okay. I love that. Someone's got to do it. It's not going to be me.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm all about
La Vida Loca.
Yeah. Live your life. No, honestly, because what do you have to show for it?
Yeah.
What do you have to do? Am I in my bank? Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
If you know what's in your bank account, you're already poor. Yeah. So like spend it up.
Yeah. And have you seen the finance guys? They don't seem so happy with their life.
Exactly. So, I mean, like they're not living. They're all on blow. Like I don't know.
They have to, in order for them to survive, they have to be snorting. So like we're not about that.
We're not.
We don't like that stuff.
We don't.
Unless we'd rather just,
listen, this is how we like to live life.
Okay.
Live life always with a trip booked.
Okay? Yes.
So you've got something to look forward to.
Yeah. Otherwise.
Always. That's right. We're looking forward to this.
Yeah.
And then when we come back, another one. You have to have something booked.
Yeah. Oh my God. I can't wait for our content post Vegas because we're going to be so post Vegas depressed. And it's kind of funny. It's so funny.
It's bad though, because we're going to have so much footage to cry about.
Oh my God. So we're going to be vlogging. So just make sure you're subscribed to our YouTube channel. You're subscribed to our podcast and our Instagram. Make sure you're following because that stuff is going to be fucking insane. Our TikTok too. I mean, we've already been planning.
No, exactly. Exactly. We need to take advantage of the TikToks.
I mean, this is going to be insane.
So it's like night three and like I'm chilling here and Eden's hooking up with someone or like I'm hooking up with someone or like whatever. Like you have to vlog. Those do so well. Girls want to know.
Yeah.
Like, am I actually going home? Like this guy just bought me a ticket to Dubai. Like I'm not flying home.
You're going to Dubai after you go to Vegas?
Am I going to Dubai?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. We don't know. Stay tuned.
First of all, we never do our intros anymore. And I'm very upset about that.
What do you mean? We just did a full fucking intro.
No. Welcome back to...
Oh.
Bigger
Balls.
Yeah.
With the Year Block Girls.
No, we didn't. And I'm very upset about that. So I just want to reintroduce ourselves to the new people that are listening. Cause we see a lot of you guys trickling in from Finland.
Trickling in from Finland.
You guys have been killing it. Thank you so much. I haven't looked at the analytics. I'm just hoping that they're still skyrocketing in Finland and hopefully in other countries across the seas because North America is failing us. We're not sure why you guys just don't have taste.
You know what it is? It's you're all stingy. You're stingy.
Not only that, I will say that it's definitely a fact that Europe is 5 years ahead in fashion. The Middle East and Asia is ahead in technology. So I mean, North America is nothing. It's a second thought.
It's a second thought. You know and you're mean? All acting so like I'm you're totally, too good for us. Yeah. And it's actually like we're ahead of the curb. Yeah. Eden always says this.
We are.
Of the curb. Ahead of the fucking curb.
And then after we do like content and stuff like that, a year later, it suddenly starts trending. We're like, wow, you and guys I'm like, are but you see, like, so
we didn't miss this because we were bang on.
Yeah.
But you guys are only getting clout now because you're doing it now. But like you took it from us. You stole our idea.
Yeah. It's fine though. You know what I mean? Like the original is always better than the copy. So, oh, yeah. I mean.
That's a good one.
I know. That was my saying for the longest time.
Still is, girl.
You know what? In high school, like, okay, so there's this one story.
Story time.
I used to wear a toque indoors, okay? Like okay. A little beanie hat. I was like alternative skater girl, I don't know, whatever.
And she was a skater girl. I said, see you later, girl.
Okay. So that was my vibe and everyone used to make fun of me.
Okay.
Okay.
And they just
like,
didn't get it.
They didn't get it. When I tell you, like a few months later, these girls would pull up with the same fucking beanie and nobody said anything. I was like, bitch, what? So then like I posted on my Facebook status at the time when Facebook was somewhat cool. And I was just like, the original is always better than the copy. And that was like my first tweet that like had 3 retweets. And that's like the highest I've ever gotten. So I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to pin it.
Oh my God. No, everybody always does that. Like my tweet that has the most, I'm like, pin.
Look how popular I am.
Look how popular I am. I'm like, I literally have 2 followers. I know everything and you know nothing.
Exactly.
Okay.
Actually, let's talk about how this happened. So okay,
yeah, that's a good one. Let's talk about how it happened and then we'll segue into
everything. Like the questions that Simone is going to, I'm really nervous to be honest. We didn't discuss this. Really?
Cause there's like not,
there's a lot of questions.
There's a lot of questions.
Okay.
Well, not really, but anyways, yeah.
Okay. So I found this like quote on Instagram and I was just like, oh my God, like I kind of love this mentality. And basically it said something along the lines of like,
no, it said exactly like your best friend should be BFFs with your man. And like, if she's not, then like you guys are doing it wrong. Something to that effect.
And then Simone messaged me and she was like, wait, what? Yeah.
I said, what? Laughing my ass off. And you said, I'll be best friends with your man. Like I'll be your number one fan. You know what I mean? And I was like, wait, his or mine?
No. So I meant like,
and you were like both your number one supporter.
Yeah. So like if you came to me and you're like, oh my God, like new man, whatever. Like the first thing I'm gonna do is like, oh my God, I can't wait to grill him.
Yes. Okay.
And here's that's the thing. My bonding thing.
That is, and I know that.
Yeah.
And I'm a heightly and acutely aware of that.
Yeah.
And that's your thing. Yeah. Like whenever, and I've always had best friends like this. Whenever I am talking to someone or I have someone in my life, my best friends are always like, and by best friends, I literally just mean Eden and like prior best friends. They always had that kind of narrative of like protectiveness. Like I want to grill him and I want to see him. And like, I'm not going to give him like an easy time, but I'm also going to be like joking. And I would always be like, totally cool. I'm used to this. A vibe.
Yeah.
I interpreted it like you wanted us to be besties and like you wanted to be, and I don't care. I want a relationship. I've always said this. I want my best friend and my man to have a good relationship. But I don't know if I want my best friend and my man to be besties the way I'm best friends with my best friend.
Oh, no.
Do you know what I mean?
So that I agree with you on.
Okay.
So just to clarify, yeah, maybe it totally came off the wrong way, but I'm very like strict with my boundaries with my girls and my best friend's man. I do not want to be best friends with you because low key, I'm on my best friend's, not low key, high key, I'm on my best friend's side no matter fucking what. Even if you're in the wrong,
exactly.
I'm like, my girl is number one. Like there's no questions asked.
Right.
But if you're good with your man, I want to be so good with your man too.
Yeah, yeah. Like I want that where we can all just like chill.
Chill. And I don't want to be texting him or anything like that. But if we need to plan something, I want to be able to be comfortable with your man for him to come to me and me to come to him.
Exactly. Right?
Right.
Okay. So we're both agreeing that like your best friend and your man should have somewhat of a relationship, a good relationship. So that way everybody can hang out. Everybody knows each other, but your man and your best friend are not crossing the lines of like, if he gets a promotion, she's not like texting him.
No, that's
at least
weird.
This is me.
No, that's
this
weird.
Is me. If your man gets a promotion and you tell your best friend like, yeah, like he got a pay grade, whatever. And we're like going on vacation. Your best friend's like, oh my God, congratulations. And like, she will congratulate him in person when she sees him when it's time.
Yes.
She's not calling and texting him because personally, I think that that's weird.
Have you had that experience with somebody?
Yeah.
Okay. That's why you feel that way. Cause I've never experienced
that. I also think it's weird. And I've also had close friends, not best friends, but close friends, boyfriends message me and just be like, hey, like, are you out tonight? Like random shit. And I'm always sketched out by that because I'm like, you're my best friend's man. Like, what are you
doing?
You
should be asking my best friend if she's out, not me directly.
Exactly.
Yes. These are the boundaries that I think are important. I think as a best friend, you should be like your best friend and her man's number one fan if they're good.
Exactly.
Right? Like, I think you should be like, I'm pro you guys. Like, I, you know, whatever.
Support.
Support.
Hear both sides when they're having an argument, but not be like,
messaging him behind closed doors.
And fixing things and like not so comfortable also to the point where I feel like he's calling you to be like, why is she mad at me? Like what's going on? Like, no, not that vibe.
And if that, by the way,
not
side
inserting
note,
no. yourself in that. Do you know what
no,
I mean?
No, no, no. Side note, if you're in that predicament where your best friend's man is messaging you to find answers, you as the best friend have the job and responsibility. And this is your only fucking role here. Okay, Missy, is to be like, this is something that you have to take up with my best friend. And before you even answer this message, you call your best friend. You let her know that her man texted you this, this, and this with a fucking screenshot.
Exactly.
And you tell her, what do you want me
screenshot,
to do? What
screenshot.
Do you,
yes.
Yeah. What do you want me to do? Otherwise, if you take things into your own hands, this is none of your business, baby. This is none of your business. He's trying to pull you into this and you have to remain on your best friend's side. I said this too with the whole like, you know, when girls go out like girl code, I think this goes hand in hand with girl code.
Yeah.
The team that you come with is the team that you leave with and you're loyal to.
Yeah, so, exactly. So like, that's why when I was thrown off when I was like, oh my God, did like her opinion of like this change? Also because
oh God,
I've, been,
no.
I've been cool with all of the guys that like you've dated, but I've never been.
They weren't even.
Besties.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just not something that I'm also comfortable with. Like I know my personal boundaries and I'm like, I think there's more of an emphasis on the guy to make sure that we have a relationship. Like,
yes.
If I'm meeting you for the first time, you better fucking walk right the fuck up to me.
Yeah.
And you better make conversation because you have to win me over. I was here first and I'm going to be here when you leave.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Okay. So the girl that's dating this guy,
Sally,
she's best friends with
Sarah.
With Sarah. Okay. Sally
is dating Billy.
Sally and Sarah are a combo.
Exactly. Okay. A package deal.
When Bill comes in,
yes,
you got two girls now to impress and to keep, yes. to be on good
That's
terms with.
That's the vibe.
Do you know what I mean? Because yes. like you're trying to enter her life and she should be doing the same. So Sally? Yeah. Sally should be really cool with Bill's friend, best friend. She should be out there trying to make sure that she's on good terms with both.
Yes. And I think for the ladies, be super, super caution.
Yes.
Super, super caution?
Cautious. Yeah.
Cautious. There yes. we go. Cautious. Because that vibe always irks me for some reason.
What vibe?
Getting in with the boys. Personally, you never want to be too in with the boys.
Yes.
Honestly. Like, yes. I don't want to be part of the boys. I don't want that.
Well, as a girlfriend, that just, it doesn't benefit you in any way, shape, or form. Right? You also don't want to hear the boy talk as much as you think that you do. You also don't want to be treated as one of the boys because then the respect as a girlfriend changes.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, the way they treat you is different. You want to make sure that you have these boundaries, but you're still on good terms.
You want to be on good terms to the point where the boys are like,
She's cool.
And I really fuck with her and I like her and I like her for him.
Yeah.
And like, whenever we're out, you know that the boys are like, they got your back.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
You want to make sure that the boys got your back because they're like, yo, she's sick. She's cool. She's a wifey. And like,
don't fuck this up, bro.
Don't want him to fuck it up.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like they're kind of keeping him in check. Not necessarily that he needs to be, but just in case if there's a boys trip anywhere down the line and the majority of them are single.
Yeah. Well, also if you're cool with the best friend, whether that's the girl or the guy.
Right.
Right.
It goes both ways.
Yeah. It totally goes both ways. If you're cool with either or, what that means is like, you have another person that's kind of like
invested,
invested
in it. Wants to see it win. Wants to see good. Is not going to like, cause you know, hypothetically, like Bill goes out with his boys. Maybe you're not super close with the boys. Maybe you haven't really met them and they're all having beers and it's like still fairly new. And like, yeah, you guys are like seeing each other and whatever, but there's some other girls in the mix and the rest of the boys want to kind of have fun. They're like, you're not even like,
drag him
just,
in,
you know,
drag him in.
You don't want that.
You don't want that. Yeah. See, again, like your man obviously and your girl should have self-control and all that stuff. But when you're in with the friends, like it's a big check mark through and through.
Huge.
Yeah, through and through. They also factor you in with certain things.
Yes.
So like events or parties or things like that. They're like, we want her around. I've seen the dynamic of their best friends being like, oh, she has a boyfriend. I automatically hate him because he's going to break her heart or because I just don't like the fact that she spends more time with him. And that's a bad mentality to walk into it. You're not giving him a fair shot. Whereas girls who come in, they're like, I'm so happy. That's where it comes from. I'm so happy for my best friend that she has a man that she's excited about. He seems good. I'm happy, like whatever. And I'm trying to be on her team and show her that support.
Yeah.
It's more for the best friend. It's not even for the guy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's the mentality more so than actually being BFFs with a fucking guy.
Yeah, I totally get it. I get the mentality of wanting them to be good and having a relationship. I'm totally on board with that. I think that in this instance, in the best friend sphere, I definitely can relate to being the best friend that is abandoned by her best friend when she gets a man. And I know a lot of girls, it's not that they do it intentionally. There are girls that are like catty and stupid. But I think to the girls that are genuinely just scared of losing another friend and are scared of the abandonment anxiety that comes with it, like, what does this mean? What does this look like? Because generally speaking, a lot of girls do deviate and, like, you know, devote an X amount of time, a lot of time to their new man and forget about their bestie. And you just don't want that to happen. So it can, but like for me speaking, when I'm like, oh, like, well, you know, like trying to see what the vibe is here, see if we all get along, see if this is like a good fit, not only for like you two, but also like, do we all mesh?
Right.
Right. Cause I want to have a good relationship with this person and I want to have a relationship with this person. Mm-hmm. Cause it's like the weirdest feeling when your best friend's like dating someone and you're like, I don't
know anything about him.
Anything about this person.
Yeah.
So it's like, you're like, yeah, like this is so cool. But like,
it's difficult. It's difficult to maneuver.
You're like, yeah. You're just like there. So
my ex best friend, she would be the last person I would expect to abandon me for a guy. Right. She didn't date often, but when she did, it was full throttle. Okay. Yeah. I was like, okay, I'll give you your few months of like honeymoon phase. I get it. I get it. Right. I get it. I was always the girl with the boyfriend. So I get it. I get it. I get it. But I know what it's like to be on both ends as well. Right. So I was just like, okay, I see this. And I've always made a mental note. And I told you, and I tell every man I ever fucking date, I literally say like one of the first times, even if it's not serious, I'm like, if my friend calls me, if my family calls me, if whatever, you're nothing. Like, I'm dropping you in 2 seconds. Like, there's always going to be a girl's night for my girl. Undivided attention. I don't need to talk to you. Like, I'm very black and white with it because I know what it's like to abandon your fucking friend. And I'm sorry, but like Simona said, I was here before you and I'm going to be here after you.
Yeah.
And that to me is the most valuable.
It's so difficult when you've, I think, experienced that. Like, I've literally, like, one of my very best friends, like, from childhood, like, almost 15 years, first boyfriend, like when we were in our early 20s in early university, like after, like, and this is the type of best friend that I am. And I'm not like hyping myself up, but it's just like when you show the type of person that you are to someone and then you have them turn their back on you, you are so fucking hurt. So we're at a party celebrating her birthday and one of my other friends who's a fucking instigator was like, yo, like her ex is here. Like, let me go get him and have him buy her a drink while her new man is here. And I'm like, not a good call. Like, she was so
toxic,
ballsy, right? I'm like, not a good idea. Like, not a good
worst
idea.
Worst idea you've ever had, Stacey.
Anyway, like, so Stacey goes up to him and she's like, oh my God, so-and-so is here. Like, it's her birthday. You should buy her a drink. He goes, yeah, yeah, sure. Like, I'll even bring it to her.
Bro, if I was the boyfriend, I'd be swinging.
Bro, this man. So it was her and him. This guy walks up. He hands her the drink. He's like, only looking at her, does not acknowledge her new man. Only looking at her, gives her a drink and just like wishes her like a good night. And she just says thank you. And she's already like blackout. And so he leaves and her new guy is fuming, like raging. Like,
rightfully so.
Like, yes, rightfully so. But like the whole situation was toxic and this guy was even toxic. So like, bye-bye. Like to the point where he was like, gonna fight a bouncer. Anyways, he dips. She's crying in the club. Like crying in the club. Aww, I feel like it's a song. Like
classic
that.
Birthday.
Anyways, I'm like, if I leave this club right now, can I get back in? Right? That's always your fear. And like, ladies, never leave a club alone where you don't know if you can get back in. So he's storming out and I go to the bouncer. I'm like, yo, I gotta go after him. Cause like, she's crying. Like, do you see that girl? She's crying. That's my best friend. I have to go after him. That's her boyfriend. I have to fix the situation. Will you let me back in? I'm stamped. Like, yo, I'm good. He's like 100%. I'm like, yo, you screenshot the face. Okay, great. Runs out of the club. It's freezing outside. It's freezing outside.
It's Canada.
It's fucking freezing outside. I run after him, chasing him down in the middle of Richmond. In Richmond, cars are honking, everything. I'm like, oh my God, don't worry about it. It's honestly, it was a joke. It wasn't even, she had nothing to do with it, yada, yada. Anyways, persuade him, come back in the club. Everything's fixed. 1 month later, he's like, I don't think Simona is actually a good vibe for you because she's single. After I just chased your ass fucking
and saved
down.
Your relationship.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, that's a toxic man.
Of course.
And she, for actually turning her back, right, which she did,
yeah,
is a piece of shit. Unfortunately, you can think you know your best friend or your friend until you're put in situations and circumstances that you haven't experienced.
Exactly.
And that is a true testament. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think a lot of girls, they do, because again, like society is like, you need a man, you need a man, you need a man. You got to get a boyfriend. You got to get a husband. He's like this guy that we're told is going to give us all these things,
it's
right?
It's going to be her world.
You're, yeah, exactly. He's going to give you babies. He's going to give you a house. He's going to give you stability. He's going to give you all these things that you think or you're told you can't give yourself, which A, you fucking can.
Right.
And B, we're not told like your best friend will literally
kill for
pick
you.
Pick you up off of the floor, hold you, fucking cradle you like a baby, literally protect you, shield you from anything, have your back 310%. You could kill someone, your best friend's gonna have your back.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing, is like, you know, subconsciously that your best friend, if you have a good best friend, would do that. And I feel like a lot of people, unfortunately, this is the worst thing you can do, is take it for granted.
Yeah,
right? So like, you know, she's showing up all the time, so like, even if I tell her to fuck off, she'll be there, but she won't. Right? With no. A self-respecting human exactly. being who gets kicked down one too many fucking times, I'm sorry, but no. Right?
Yeah.
And you had to unfortunately cut that off. That's why the mentality of going in being positive, but also checking yourself too. If the man yeah. isn't treating my best friend right, I would hope my best friend would come and tell me what she feels uncomfortable
exactly,
with.
Exactly. I think creating space. So like, you're allowed to have your reservations. You're allowed to have your concerns. And sometimes I think it's important, if you're the best friend, if you do have those concerns and those thoughts and feelings, to vocalize it in the best way that you can and be like, hey, listen, I don't have anything against this person, but I'm concerned about X, Y, and Z. And I just want you to know that if I'm ever asking you any questions that maybe you don't know the answers to or that you're concerned about, I'm coming from this place and not a place of like, don't do this. Like, I don't like him. Do you know what I mean? And it's difficult to have those discussions or even vocalize them, especially if you don't know why you're acting the way that you're acting, like if you're young and naive. So I think just like, try to tap into it. You know what I mean? And if you're scared of losing, just vocalize it.
Yeah.
Like, just be like, listen, like, are we still hanging out like all the time? Like, what is this vibe? Do you know what I mean? Like, are you going to go MIA for days at a time? Like, you know, like, I don't want to feel like we're losing each other, right? Because it could be like a bittersweet thing. And it, again, your past, like you've said, like your past experiences shape that perspective.
Right.
Right.
And I think it's important on both ends to realize that, okay, so another person's involved, whether that's, you know, the best friend, the boyfriend, whatever, you know, this one person is supposed to hold space for both. So honoring the fact that they will need some time with just the boyfriend, honoring the fact that they will need just some time with the best friend, and make sure it's quality time. I think that a lot of people don't understand that, right? I think that the biggest issue too, is I've seen a lot of girls who get into relationships who put the boy ahead of the best friend.
Yeah.
And it's very black and white. You shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't be doing that. You can be excited. You can be honest with your best friend. Be like, listen, like, you know, I'm excited. I haven't seen him in a minute, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Sure. Your best friend will understand, right?
Yeah.
If you vocalize that to her, but also being like, okay, well, obviously like, I'm not going to ignore my best friend who's been there for me. And I do need time just with her. Having your boyfriend tag along with your fucking
once
best friend.
A blue moon is as a vibe. Like, it's so fun.
But
like,
also like, that's not the way you hang out with your best friend. Do you know what I mean? Like,
no. Yeah. Like here's my thing. I was thinking like, let's say it's like a me and you day, but this is like our third day in a row when we're hanging and like, you haven't seen him. I'm like, yeah, oh my God, like invite him. Like, should we do like a little trio treat?
Yeah.
Like, should we just do lunch and like grab drinks, the three of us?
That's
and, like,
so cute.
He'll be like the fucking watcher and we'll get drunk.
Yeah.
And like, he'll be the DD. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Make it fun.
Yes.
But don't be like, oh my God, like it's girls night, but I'm bringing my boyfriend. Like, don't fucking do that.
That's you're a fucking bitch. I'm
don't
sorry.
Don't fucking do that.
No.
Like, don't spring it on me last minute. Like, oh my God, like, haven't seen you in 3 months. Come to your house. Think we're having a girls dinner and your boyfriend's here.
That's weird.
The fuck?
No, that I hated people that could
and
not
And then I'm like
in the
fucking kitchen making TikToks. Like,
It's uncomfortable too. Also keep in mind, like being the person who's tagging along with the couple, like, do you know how that feels? Like being the fucking third wheel?
Exactly. And here's the thing, is that's why, like, I can agree with you in the sense of like, I want the three of us to be a happy, cute little fun fam situation. But I also really like, if we're being honest, like I'm only going to be like that really like fun and like, ooh, like with your husband.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I also think there's a bit of protectiveness. Like, at least for me, like when I was hanging out with my ex best friend's boyfriend, there was a lot of protectiveness. And that's why, like, when I come to you and I'm like, okay, like with your man, like I'm going to be like,
I want that because I'm not the grilling type.
But also like when I'm hanging out, like I'm the quote unquote, somewhat unbiased bystander that's watching this. So I'm like very like on it, you know what I mean? And I'm a little bit protective over you. So I'm not going to be as like super warm and bubbly right away because I love you so much and I don't know who the stranger is. And that's valid. And that's, that takes some time. So it's just like, yes, you should not be BFFs with your girl's man right away. Like it will take time for you to warm up even more so than like her, like the girl that's dating that guy will, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's totally fair. Like there's no expectation. I don't think anyone should have for your best friend to be BFFs with your man right away, full throttle, whatever. I think it takes time. I actually appreciate the fact that, you know, my best friend is a little bit more slow on that because she's observing and she's making sure and she's taking care of me. Like I know it's coming from that place. You know what I mean?
I always think that like effort is needed, right? So like if you made an effort and you saw this person and it's just like you guys, I don't know, maybe just like didn't talk or like it wasn't just the vibe. Like I think just like chilling and just kind of seeing where it goes. Because honestly, like if it's just a 1-2 ting, like I don't really need to get involved, to be honest. But that's just me though. I know a lot of girls, we all do the group thing. And I've done the group setting. I think I outdid the group setting, to be honest with you. I'm at a stage where like if you meet my best friend, like I am into you, sir. Into you. Do you know what I mean? Because like, I'm not going to put us all through that. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, it's preference. Like, you know, it is what it is. Like,
It definitely is. But I still, again, like, I think that a relationship is important. I just think like, to the extent in which it's definitely like a husband vibe for me.
Yeah.
Like, totally. I want the husbands to be cool. I want us to be cool. Like, we do couples vacations, but like, we're all married at that point. We're all in it for life. Like, we know that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I get that too. Like, sometimes when your girl is just dating somebody that's like more brand new to the crew, it's just kind of like, well, do I get warmed up with you or is this not going to be a thing?
It's not even that. You know? Sometimes you don't even have the opportunity to. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, there's that
so
too.
I think there's also like, there's different levels to it. And I think that it's important to also recognize, like, am I actually even able to have any type of relationship with this person? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For me, of course, if I'm serious about this guy, it's a make it or break it for you and him, obviously, to get along. Like, I know for me, I'm the type of person that like, if you guys met and you guys didn't connect at all, I would be like, okay, well, like it would throw me for a loop and I would have a hard time digesting that because I would be like, what? Like it would really throw me. Like if you guys met and you were like, yeah, like, I didn't talk to him. We're like, he was like a little bit like weird. Like I got weird vibes from him. I'd be like, okay. Like, okay. Like what?
Yeah. It's challenging.
It's a red flag for me.
Right.
Yeah. Proceed with caution if you want, of course, but a red flag. Cause then I'm like, well, like I love you and like, I like you, but like you guys don't get along. What the fuck am I going to do? Every time I've met a guy and his friends, like best foot forward, like best foot forward, like you're not going to be able to leave that party and say that I didn't fucking say hi to you. Like, do you know what I mean?
Right, right.
But that's just the type of person that I am. I know different people are different in certain settings. I just think that like, it's definitely, you have expectations of people.
You're not going to fucking share with me your guy?
My guy?
Yeah, like I don't care if it's like the first date. I want to know everything.
Oh.
I'll show up to the date.
Oh my God. I'm like, wait, am I dating someone? I'm like, what the fuck?
No, I'm different than you. Like, I'll fucking show up.
I know we're totally different. I don't have that streak. It's not that I'm not protective. I'm protective in different ways. I'm just always more reserved because it's a bigger step for me. But I also like, if it happens organically, I would obviously let you meet him.
Be cool,
like,
yeah.
I would never hide him.
Yeah, like organically, like I'm going to somehow put a tracker like on someone's phone and I'm like just going to pull up.
We're jamming in Vegas, yo, pull up.
Yeah, I'm like, fucking pulling up.
Yo, pull up right fucking now. So Eden can fucking grill you, literally. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Get ready.
I would do that.
Get ready, son.
Like
I don't care if you would or wouldn't. I'm so sorry. I like love you, but I also don't care what you think about that because I'm going to show up.
No, you're already there with me. Like, she didn't understand that. We're already there in Vegas. And I'm telling him to pull up.
Yeah.
And he pulls up. And then you grill him.
He's like, but you're with your best friend. I'm going to get the phone. I'm like, listen, if you don't fucking show up right the fuck now, I'm going to come to you and it's not going to be pretty. And he's going to come.
It's not going to be pretty.
He's not going to come.
See, so there's always that dynamic. The dynamic, I think, is always different for everybody. And yes. I always think, like, recognize that and understand that.
Know your dynamic.
There you go.
Right?
Tell them, Eden.
Know your dynamic. And also, just because your dynamic is different than your best friend's dynamic, expectations may change is something you should vocalize and not shun each other out or be upset about you know, with one another.
Yeah.
That makes any sense. Be like, well, for me, it's a bigger step. For you, it's not. So I respect you and your way of doing things. And I respect me and my way of doing things. And we should both respect each other and be okay with it. Like, totally cool. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If I'm not comfortable being BFFs with your man because it's just like not my vibe. And like, I also know boundaries, then that's cool. That's great. Like, yeah. As you should. Fine. You know,
like I want my best friend. I think I want my best friend. Like, I think I want you and my man to be closer than I am with your man. Like, we're still close. Like, yeah. We still hang and it's chill and we're all good in the hood, but you guys are closer. I don't know why.
I know, you're that type. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's totally fine. I mean, me and your man are gonna be egging each other on. I know that for a fact.
Yeah,
we're gonna
just
be like bullying each other in the best way possible.
Exactly.
And be like, oh my God, you look so fucking ugly today. And be like, so do you.
Oh my God, yes.
But that's us saying.
That's like her though.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean?
That's us saying
her.
Like.
I get nervous.
Yeah, that's us saying like, oh my God, like love you like as a bro. Like yeah, if you fuck up, I will fucking chop your dick off.
Yeah, so the dynamics are always like different. And I think that we both know that.
Yeah. Yeah, like Simona would never threaten like my man because it's not her vibe. But like me, I love threats like day in and day.
Exactly. She'd see him and be like, yo,
I threaten everyone I love.
Fucking tongue out.
I will like, fucking kill you.
Yo, do you want a mimosa for breakfast? Yeah. Like he's like her bitch. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
And like literally make sure she's happy 24/7 or you're in trouble.
Where's my refill bill?
Or you're in trouble. He understands that this is more important than us. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's also important.
Right.
That your man understands that your best friend is more important than him. Like, do you know what I mean?
Oh my God, no, he knows that.
He has to know
that. And if he doesn't, you have to like straight up tell him.
No,
be like, point blank period. You are
he's
secondary.
Stupid. Eden's going to tell him. Like, literally.
I'm going to look at me. I'm going to be like, listen, like awkward silence at dinner. I'm going to be like, listen, Bill, did you know that you're secondary?
like, do you know that you're Simona irrelevant actually?
Yeah. You're like an afterthought, honestly.
Yeah. Like we're not even sure how you're here
and
at this
Simona's
dinner table.
Grabbing his hand. She's like, don't cry this time. It's fine. She's joking.
It's honestly fine. She's joking. We're all uncomfortable. Don't worry. Like, do you know what I mean?
You're like, Bill, where's my refill? Like, let's go.
Exactly. No, Bill's her bitch and I love it. I need to marry a Bill. Yeah. I think Bill is the one.
I'll make him a Bill, don't worry.
Yeah, she's going to make him a Bill. She's legally going to make him change his name. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so you see, it's just, I'm just trying to prove to you guys, there's different dynamics, different situations. I think as long as you're supportive as best as you can for your best friend, her man, if she's happy,
yeah,
then that's the most important. Just show up for her, just be there. Obviously, you know, like give your 1-2, your 2 cents or whatever when needed, when warranted, whatever, you know, look out for her, whatever. And if she's taking it defensively, be like, I'm just doing this for you. Like I'm trying to just, I'm protective over you. Here's my way of thinking. Cause sometimes we can only see with our blinders on.
It's so like, also like based on those past experiences that you have shaped that perspective. And so like when you have like a negative experience with a best friend and a guy and your new best friend, let's say is like getting into a relationship, all those fears come like to
come
the surface.
Up. Yeah.
And you're like scared. Right. So it's like, if you are experiencing that, be like, Hey, I don't want to like, we're good, right? Like, I don't want to lose you. Everything's A-okay in the hood. Like, we're still on the same board, on the same boat, in
same
the same
team.
Water, on the same team.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, nothing has changed, right? Because it can be unsettling, especially if you're like a girl's girl. If your best friend is your fucking bestie, that is scary. And you're like, oh my God, don't leave me.
What does this mean for us? Yeah. And that's a fair question.
Right? You like, don't want to be like, is this a best friend breakup? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And sometimes it can feel like that, or like you can think that maybe that's going to happen because it's happened in the past. Mm-hmm. But just if you know your best friend and like, you know her, it's not a breakup.
Yeah. Yeah.
And hopefully, you know,
asking for reassurance is important too. Like you can, it's not a matter of like, I'm insecure or I'm whatever. No, you can be like, hey, listen, I know you have a boyfriend. I'm so happy for you. Like genuinely. But sometimes I worry about this. And like, I know that you haven't let me down in that department, but I still worry about that, you know? And like, I just want you to know. And that keeps the other person in check and more mindful about these things so that they're able to be like, okay, like how else can I show up for her? What else can I do? Because sometimes like we're not thinking about that actively because we're like, oh, like, and nothing's changed in our world,
but maybe
to them it has.
Yeah.
And you can't see that picture, right? You can't see that piece. I think both of you are responsible for vocalizing this when you feel any type of way, you know, and just being upfront with each other in the softest, kindest way because you're both in a vulnerable state, like sharing your past experiences and this might be triggering things or whatever, like it's a challenging conversation to have, but you have to have it.
You have to have it.
You have to have it.
Like any conversation in life, you have to have it.
Just do it.
And I always just think that if you're a boyfriend, just take into consideration the best friend.
Like, yes.
That's your number two, my man.
Yes.
Like,
but you know what's
funny? Need to be invited to everything and anything that's going on. I need to be looped in.
I think that's brownie points for the girlfriend too. Like, be like, oh my God, like you fucked
your man, like literally kills it. And he's setting the bar for my fucking man. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just like, did you see that? Like, babe, did you take points?
Yeah.
Like, did you see how Eden's are you learning? Like, what the fuck are you doing? It's embarrassing.
No, it's okay. I'll tell Billy.
Do you know what I mean?
Give Billy for no, but I also think like if you think about guys and their friends and their best friends, they're very like,
it's a gang. Like we're like a bunch of wolves and like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. So just like, well then why wouldn't you think of the same for the girls? I find that they're very like, yo, my best friend like didn't like my girl. And like, they're all kind of like, you know, there's a lot of peer pressure and guys are more malleable. I feel like with their groups.
Yeah.
So like, why are you not as a guy taking into consideration the best friend is like the pivotal fucking,
like, I think pivotal. I think that the like, best friend is like the most pivotal, period.
Well, yeah, like the best friend is a friend that you choose to have in your life in such an intimate, vulnerable way. She knows everything. She knows things before you know things, bro. So yeah. It's kind of like
whenever I'm meeting like a guy's like best friend, I'm like, this is his best fucking friend.
Yeah, like there's a lot of
like
pressure.
If he does not like me or think I'm funny,
yeah,
I'm going to die.
It is a big
deal. Do you know what
deal.
I mean? It's
yeah.
Because like, I can't win him over with my nudes. Like, do you know what I mean?
Simona!
I'm kidding. God damn it. Right? Because it's probably... No, I'm kidding. Anyways,
I'm dying.
I wasn't going to say the second part. Okay, but like also because I was a little bit confused initially when I saw this thing. Like, where are we at in terms of like Instagram? Like, I'm only ever going to follow your husband.
Okay, I'm weird about Instagram.
I'm only ever going to follow husbands. I don't follow boyfriends. We don't do that. I don't like it.
I think that they shouldn't follow each other until one of them decides to follow the other. Then maybe just follow back as like a courtesy
thing.
Don't
do it. Don't do
it.
I know we're cool in real life. Yeah. No. Here's the thing. I know we're cool in real life. There's nothing on my Instagram you need to see. Trust me.
Yes.
There's nothing on my Instagram you need to see with those eyes, sir.
Exactly.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
Because I'm also weird about like his boys follow me. There's nothing you need to see with those eyes on here.
Yeah, exactly.
Trust me. Like there's nothing.
Exactly.
Unless you're a hubby and we've all been on vacation already and you think I'm ugliest thing that's ever walked the earth, you don't need to follow me. Like, do you know what I mean?
You know what? I agree with you. Yeah. I just think it's weird. You don't need to.
You will sit in the requests or you will be blocked. Like you won't even know I have Instagram. Can't find you.
But you know why, Simona? And a lot of girls don't have this. Unfortunately, sorry, ladies. You respect your best friend so much that you're like, your man does not need to see
He doesn't
anything.
Even need to. He thinks I'm prude. I want him to think I'm a prude.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know he listens to the podcast, but he thinks I'm prude. Do you know what I mean?
He doesn't need to see things. And you know what? Like, we're cool in person. Like you said, this Instagram thing is not a big deal.
It's not a big deal. It's not real life.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm like, I'm totally good.
We don't need
to post up in 4 years when we're all on vacation with
together.
My kid.
Yeah.
In like the background, the dads are watching and we're drunk. Like that's all I only want that.
Yeah. We don't need to even tag them. Like it's
we don't.
Fine.
No,
yeah.
they don't. No,
we protect them. We don't need anyone to see them.
They're fine.
Yeah.
They're moving and grooving on their own. They have their own podcast. Nobody listens to.
Can you imagine?
We're married to your blog.
Send help.
Wait, married to your blocked. They should have a podcast. We're going to set our mans up. Like they're going to have a podcast.
Wait, they're going to talk about us?
Yeah, but then we're going to filter everything out. It's going to be 1 minute.
It's going to be one minute.
Eden's editing.
Me and you are going to
I'm like, yo, take it out. Hate it. Take it out. Take it out.
Podcast.
Take it out.
I love my wife. Done. It's Monday and I love my wife even more today. Okay, done. Thank you so much.
If you don't feel like this, you're doing it wrong. Kidding, but honestly, not kidding, because that is like great. That's going into the umbrella brand.
That's so good. Anyways, is any other questions?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it was going to be more of a girl sesh because I thought we were on different sides.
I'm sorry.
No.
If you want to grill me, should I pretend like I'm
not?
No,
I don't, because we answered all of the questions that I did have.
Okay.
I think that we're on the same page.
Yeah.
Everybody's happy.
Yeah.
And that's that. Like, period.
Period. If you guys have opposing or different opinions, comment down below in our YouTube video and let us know why, and we'll tell you why you're wrong.
Yeah. I also think that, like, if you want maybe an episode on boundaries or I feel like we covered a little bit of boundaries. Like,
here's the
honest.
Thing. It's like a girl code thing. I think it all stems from like the fundamentals of girl code. But if we do need to like really emphasize boundaries, we can totally break it down because I feel like girls still need that. Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to rate this podcast. 5 large and in charge stars. Make sure you're following us on Instagram. We have a website, yourblock.ca. If you are somebody who wants to partner with us or collaborate, there's a contact page there for you guys. And if you want to leave some of your stories or questions, we're probably going to be answering some more questions down the road in our podcast episode. So if you have any juicy stories, you can remain anonymous or we can give you a shout out.
Yes.
You just holler at us on our contact page on our website.
Yes.
We love you guys. And we'll see you back here soon.
So soon.